Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure, or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, the show that offers you the guidance I think you need to transform your life. I'm Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time here on Om Time Radio. But I'm going to start the show by expressing gratitude and happy birthday to somebody who's been helping me do the show. My producer, Christopher, he's absolutely amazing. And Leani, so both of them, but especially to Christopher because it's his birthday. So all of you listening, let's wish Christopher a happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, wonderful Christopher. Happy birthday to you. You know, without you, the show definitely won't happen. You put everything together, you make it happen, you connect me with all the listeners. You have an amazing personality, and we all, our listeners, we all love you. We all wish you happy birthday, and thank you for all your help, and thank you for who you are, for everything that you do for all of us. So I'm grateful, and it's an opportunity for all of us to wish you happy birthday and many more. You entered the year 4, which is the year of balance, stability, financial success, grounding, the year of peace, and so many wonderful things are going to happen during this year for you. You deserve it. But tonight, you know, talking about wonderful things, I'd love to introduce you a concept that I've been talking for many years. Actually, I'm celebrating 22 years since I, it was actually in October, since I finished the manuscript to my first book, Everyday Karma. It was quite a bestseller, I have to admit, translated in over 20, I think around 23 languages, went all over the globe, was in New York Times, New York Post, hit all the magazines from Vogue to Us Weekly. So this was one, was my first book that introduced me to the world and introduced a concept that because the book was endorsed by Deepak Chopra, introduced an ancient concept, the concept of the universal law of karma, number one law of spirituality is the law of karma. I remember that Deepak Chopra, when he endorsed my book, he said, oh, I wish I could have come up with this idea before you. But anyhow, so I'm grateful that I did this book. I'm grateful to the universe and to the inspiration and to my agent, to everybody, to Random House. By that time, Random House was the number one published house in the world, so I was lucky to actually publish this book. And I remember I toured all over America. I had a bodyguard. I had the best hotels, the best cars, the best audience. But nowadays, you know, books are not, you know, they're not welcomed the way they used to be 20-something years ago. People don't read as much. People, you know, go on Google and they find out whatever they want this way. They don't spend time in reading. It's so sad, you know. Anyhow, probably you agree with me, probably you don't. But at any rate, coming back to the idea of the show is actually called The Truth About Karma. Because tell you the truth, talking about the truth of karma, karma is responsible for many, many aspects of your life. It determines the family you're born in. It determines the challenges you are forced to face. the relationship you're destined to have. It can be a good karma, it can be sometimes negative. But it always makes us pay attention to everything that happens in our life, to those unsettled situations, unsettled issues. You also have the free will to repair karma, to fix it, to resolve it, to heal it, or break out of stagnancy in doing so, or leave it as it is and not improve, and continue to leave it unsettled, which, you know, karma, if it's not resolved, grows. Believe it or not, grows like weeds, you know. So that's why it's so significant to work on your personal karma. Now, there's many types of karma. I explained this in my first book. First of all, there are three levels of karma. The Sanskrit dictionary talks about 25 definitions of karma. But karma is such a central concept in the Hindu culture and throughout in time and throughout the world, we primarily speak about the three types of karma. The one that happens in the present, that's why I call my book Everyday Karma, the present karma, the agami karma. Agami takes place in the present, and everything you do today, everything you did, look for a second, think what you did today, today that is Christopher's birthday. What did you do today? Because whatever you did today causes an effect in the future. Whether you realize it or not, every day you actually are creating through your thoughts, through your action, you're creating something that is called karma. If you kill a bug, if you yell, scream at somebody, if you hate somebody, if you look in a mirror and call yourself ugly, if you're jealous of a friend, if you, I don't know, push somebody in the subway, if you try to be dishonest, that's when you create what is called bad karma. So all your negative thinking, all your negative action, create what is called the negative memory that gets stored in your subconscious mind. Every action creates a reaction, but also gets stored somewhere in the brain. Every day there are millions of activities in the brain that can create karma, good or bad. On the other hand, every single thing you do every day can be positive. You know, helping an older person, helping a friend, making something positive for them, running an errand or bringing food to somebody who's sick, helping an animal. So life is a constant balancing act of doing good or bad, you know, but with every thought, with every word, with every action, you are making a choice. Which kind of a karma you want to create, the good one or the bad one? So I want you to understand that in every second we experience something that is called present karma, and in Sanskrit is called agami karma. This past karma, that is also called in Sanskrit prarabdha. This is a karma that comes from the past. Karma that has been already created. Things that you already done. You did it a year ago, 20 years ago. Things that you feel today, their effect is still there. You don't know sometimes why something is following you forever. You know, this type of karma is also part of our everyday life. If your past thoughts or past action were positive, then you reap the rewards. If they were bad, you are paying the consequences of past life that has been set loose into the present. I remember when I was young, I will never forget that. This is a story that actually comes from my mom, God bless her soul, that there was a small town where I grew up, and there was a bakery near the train station owned by a middle-aged woman. And one day, a 7-year-old boy came very hungry and took a bagel and tried to run away with a bagel. The woman was angry and ran after him. Instead of speaking gently to the boy and asking him, why are you stealing, and teaching him a lesson, she screamed at him, Dad, oh, I'm going to call the police. The police will kill you for stealing and running after him. The boy was terrified. He escaped from her hands and then, out of fear, ran into the train track and was killed by the coming train. So the boy's mother was devastated, of course, and she went to the bakery and saying, "You killed my son because of your cruelty. You know, you will lose one day what you love the most." Now, years went by and nothing happened. And the woman at the bakery had a little niece who was so sweet and pretty and loved by her. And the woman loved that little girl more than anything in the world. The little girl would sit in the bakery all day and kept her company. And when the girl was 7, she was hit by a bus right in front of the bakery. The woman ran outside and the little girl died in her arms. This was a terrible tragedy. And what I will never forget is my mother was telling me how the entire town remembered the boy who died years before at the same age, right around that place, around the bakery. So this is called past karma. So one day, sooner or later, something that you did will come to you for resolution. So remember, present karma, past karma, and accumulated karma. Accumulated karma is called sankhita. Sankhita is karma that accumulates over time. And sometimes it accumulates in many lives. It's working like a snowball effect. Every day in our lives, in everything that you do, as I said, we create something that is called memory, that is called in Sanskrit karma. And if you don't work on it, to heal it, to erase it, it will accumulate and it grows. It grows like, as I said, it grows like cancer. It becomes bigger. Negative action will multiply from the moment negative action are committed. Think about telling a lie. If you tell one small lie, you create more lies to protect yourself from being found out. Every time, all of these lies can accumulate into a big lie, and you are no longer living a life of integrity. So this lie will be with you at all times. And the consequence is not only of not telling the truth, but also of accumulating will only get worse. So you need to pray, you know, to purify and to heal what you did once, so that you don't accumulate. Because as I said, negative karma grows. And it's very, the more it grows, the more difficult it is to heal. And left unresolved, it may never be healed. So you live a life with the consequences of constant suffering. No longer you refuse to acknowledge your karma, the harder it becomes to recognize, to identify, and ultimately the most difficult it is to resolve your karma. But I will talk to you about how to resolve your karma, and I will tell you about individual karma, family karma, personal karma. So as you can see, there's so much to talk about this subject. It's one of those subjects that I've been fascinating with. That's why if you ever want to read my book, Everyday Karma, you can find it 20-something years later everywhere books are sold. You can find it at Amazon. You can find it in bookstores. It's still out there because it continues to sell. Now, karma is a misunderstood concept. It's not quite what we know, what goes around comes around. It's how you treat others, they will treat you. Is the force, it's a force. It's a Sanskrit word of karma, means the force of your deeds. Then it manifests in beliefs, in emotion, and in action. So the energy of karma becomes woven into your personal field of energy and into your consciousness. So it gets attached. It gets attached to your soul and remains there life after life after life after it is resolved. It is, how should I put it? It is like a tattoo that you cannot remove. You have to spend a lot of money and a lot of time and a lot of work. Because what it does, it creates an imprint at the cellular level. And in many ways, karma to me, it is the memory of your soul. So everything, when you come in this world, we used to say we are born from a drop of DNA, from a drop of emotion. That DNA, that molecule we're coming from, has within itself the imprint of your soul, of everything that you've ever done, that everything you bring in this earth. So you go through life, you bring karma that you've created before, and you go through life creating more. And sometimes resolving it, until you know your body is expiring and your soul ascends to a higher realm. So the hope is that by then all your karma will be healed and rectified. But rarely it happens this way, because we are not aware of our karmic nature. We're not aware, you know, that our souls returned in the flesh, you know, from life after life. And what remains unchecked in the karmic to-do list, we pick up again. So do you happen to know what's your soul to-do list? Do you happen to know your karma? Do you happen to know what you carry individually? Do you happen to know what you carry in your family? Do you happen to know what this world is carrying globally? Because there is global karma. Now, when you able to heal karmically, then there's an extraordinary breaking through. There's this door of infinite possibilities opening in front of you, because you acknowledge everything. The better you understand karma and how it clings to us, you'll understand, you know, everything about you, you know. You'll understand your set of memories, your personality, your true nature, and everything about you, because we are souls and we are energy that have consciousness. And consciousness can be transformed, and like any other form of energy, it can never be destroyed. So our individual...
The holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet.
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, so it looks like I had a little bit of a technical problem, which happens all the time when we don't want the technical problem, talking about karma, whatever energy is in the universe right now. I'm going to go to Rose. Hi, my Rose. How are you, my dear? Can you hear me?
Oh, I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm good. I don't know what happened. Probably at some point the signal got lost, but were you able to hear anything?
I heard up to about 4:20.
Oh, okay.
And then it went off. Yeah.
Okay, so then something happened. It sounded like
I'm having trouble
to myself, you know.
Oh my! You know, I wanted to say happy birthday to Christopher.
Yes.
So happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Yeah.
Thank you, my lovely Rose. So tell me, how can we help?
Well, I guess it's very nice to be speaking with you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I've spoken with you about this before, but it's mm-hmm. been on my mind because my job is just overwhelming. It's just too much. So I'm waiting to find out. I had mentioned to you that I applied for the public service loan forgiveness,
right.
And I think I have enough, but I don't know what they're going to accept. But I got very nervous because I got two correspondents from them, and it just didn't make sense the way that they communicated the language, the loan, student
right.
loan company.
Right.
And, you know, so I call, and, you know, the person just wasn't very helpful. And I still mm-hmm. need to wait to find out how mm-hmm. many payments they're going to accept. But I'm just like, oh, you know, it worried me because the person I spoke to just was not helpful at all. I mean, it's no surprise why.
Yeah, but I think if you know what my feeling is like, if you continue to call, you might be reaching out to different people, more knowledgeable uh-huh. and more helpful. I personally feel with all my heart that from now on to February, probably March, this, you will resolve it in your favor.
Oh, good. I just want to because
right.
I really, I mean, obviously I feel like, you know, I'll be able to do more in my life
right.
once this is behind me.
Right.
And it's no surprise to me why people have trouble paying off their student loans, you know, for various
right.
reasons, but also
right.
some student loan providers are not that helpful. But
mm-hmm.
also, you know, because I want to move on to another job, but I need to know for sure before I move on. And because
right.
my job right now is just way too overwhelming. It's just way too much. There's just
no,
not
don't
humanly
let that
possible.
No, you don't do that to yourself. No, absolutely not. You need to
relax.
Yeah.
I do, like, overextend myself because I want to help people as much as I can, but it's just too much, you know.
If it's too much, now you're not going to be able to help anybody.
Yeah.
You will deplete your own life force. We should never do it like this, you know, because that the body responds, there's a negative response of the body because you can't take it, you know, the brain cannot take it. It's
yeah,
too much.
So
think of yourself. Put yourself first.
Thank you, but I just wish I didn't like worry about it.
No, but I understand the anxiety associated with this, the being worried about. I understand all of this.
I just want to, because, you know, I'm not feeling so, like, you know, trusting of just, like, student loan providers in general. I mean, it's people, they take out a mortgage, right? They know this is their payment. If you pay it, if you make a payment for 15 years, 20, 30, whatever,
right.
you know it's going to be paid off. But with student loans,
right.
it's just not that way.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I want to mostly, I definitely want to get that taken care
right.
of, but then move on to something else.
You will. This will happen. You'll be able
yeah.
to resolve this. I
yeah.
don't understand why they make it so difficult for you, but you have to continue to push, to insist, to call till you get the right person on the line. Because I'm absolutely confident, intuitively speaking, that you will be able to get to the bottom of it and you will be able to resolve it.
Yeah, they said right now, like, I mean, I had to confirm this. The lady didn't come out. I said, it sounds to me like I have to wait until they've calculated my previous payments. And they have 90 days, which would be sometime in January, probably the end of January. I'll know better how, you know, I hope they accept all my payments. The 120, I've made way more than 120.
Wow.
That's,
How much is your student loan in total?
How much do I have left? How much do I owe?
How much you own overall? How much was it?
Well, I have right now a balance of, like 48,000.
Yeah, you'll be able to get rid of it. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah.
Even after making payments for all these years.
Right.
But yeah, so.
I know what it is. I was able to pay mine.
Yeah.
A while back, and I feel for you because I didn't know. I know.
No, it really, you know, it's not okay. Like, no, for people that are really, like, you know, making the payments and trying to get this paid off, it's
right.
It's just like what goes on with these student loan companies.
Right.
It's it's not okay. So it's unfortunate. But yeah, I just want it. It's like
right. No, you will see by as you found in February, March.
Oh, hello?
The process. Can you hear me?
I think you said February or March.
Yeah, February or March, and I feel there's a lady helping you there. There's somebody helping you, somebody who's going to have the time, the energy, the compassion to look into your case. Because, you know, there are ways of doing this. Except that if you find somebody who doesn't care, you know, you're not going to get to the bottom of it.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Can you say that again? There's someone that
said that if you, there's somebody helping you, but if you find somebody who doesn't care, which that's what happened so far, people who are totally indifferent to your suffering.
Indifferent
right. to your problem overall. But, you know, sometimes you can find that person. It takes a while, you know, but you will be very pleased to see that somebody, like an older lady, I think, is solving your problem. And she just needs to pay attention to your kids, and she will, and this gets resolved, you know? Yeah.
But do you think that, when I get the letter in the mail, like how many payments they're going to accept, do you think that it's going to be all, or do you think I'm going to have to end up, like, calling up and saying, hey, you know, I need you to take another look at this?
They will probably have to look again into this. But I don't really see, I see this being resolved in a very, very positive way for you.
Oh, hello? Hello?
Can you hear
hello?
Me?
Oh, yeah, I heard. Oh,
again?
I am? Me? Oh, okay, yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you said, Christopher was telling me that your line is staticky.
It can be. It's probably something wrong with my reception.
Yeah, so basically, I'm going to have to, like, you know, keep on calling until I get someone that's helped.
Yeah,
like, help.
Call until you find this person. You will find somebody so compassionate, so lovely, that will get to the bottom and will, I promise you, will get this resolved. A name that comes to me is a lady called Jennifer. I have a very, and this is an older lady, and she gets on the line, and she will tell you who she is, and you will feel the kindness, you know. In that moment, you can open up the subject to this person. She's the person solving your case.
Okay.
But me and you, we're going to celebrate this on the radio somewhere by
March. Oh, trust me, I am going to call because it will be a weight lifted off of me. So.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right,
well,
my dear.
I know you have a lot of other people.
I know.
Thank you so much.
Rose. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you, and happy holidays.
To you too, my love.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to go to Julia, because she's from Europe, and then I'm going to go to Patty. So, Patty, hold on the line just 1 second to talk to Julia. Hi, Julia, my love. How are you, beautiful girl?
Hi, Carmen, and happy birthday to Christopher. I didn't know he's celebrating today.
Yeah, he's the best. How are you, Julia?
I'm fine. I apologize for the last time. I was falling asleep. You were right. This is the first time it happened. So,
it's so late over there. Is it 2 a.m.? What time is it?
Yeah, indeed, it's 2 a.m. But when I was listening to the recording the second day, I felt so ashamed that you were
That's not
really
to be ashamed. No. I don't even know how you're doing this, staying so late all the time. You're so sweet. How can I help, my beautiful Julia?
Yeah, you know me. I like to be in alignment with your topic.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to ask you, what can you tell me about my accumulated bad karma that I haven't, what can I do to solve it?
You know, karma can be solved, resolved, healed if you are identifying it. So you have to review. Yeah. It's like you review everything. In the last number of years, it's probably you saw things not working the right way. And review and reanalyze and rethink. What have I done? Where have I done? And you know, it's something that can be balanced out. Let's say you did something wrong towards you or towards somebody, not intentionally, but it happened this way. Mm-hmm. You can balance this out by immediately doing something good. And it deletes the previous information. Do you ever acknowledge any wrongdoing? Because that can happen to all of us.
Yeah. I think you asked me one time when I told you about my last love relationship, you asked me what it is that you need to heal. And what comes to my mind, the first thing, is the relationship with my parents that I need to heal.
That's where the problem is. And that's called family karma. And that is something that accumulates because that's probably the most difficult to heal because it goes back to your youth. It goes back to a time when you didn't even know. And it's like you carry those memories. You carry them for a longer period of time and they get stuck there energetically within the memory of the soul. And you want to eliminate them, but it's not that easy. It's not that easy. Mm-hmm. So where is the relationship with your parents now?
It's like it has been forever. We are not having a great relationship. Yeah, it is the same.
Okay. So no improvement. They've never tried to improve anything here, no? Haven't they?
No. Actually, I want to ask you, the free will here plays an important role as well? Because in my mind...
It does. Yeah, absolutely does. Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, the issue is with me
So, are they? What's their action towards you? Are they continuing to be distant, to be kind of cold and removed, and not interested in you? You know, as their daughter, which can happen. Believe it or not, it can happen. People, you know, parents can be totally, you know, disconnected from their children and vice versa.
So because also their parents have been disconnected to them, so it's like they recycle this to me.
No, this is a transfer of a family karma. This is the way family karma works. It just gets sort of, you know, transfer, you know, from generation to generation. So actually, this whatever happened to them, they are doing the same thing to you, more or less consciously. And they can always find reason to blame you or blame someone else. But reality is that they are just, they don't know any better. They never try to heal what happened to them. So they will perpetuate the same action into the future, into the next generation. That's the sad part of unhealed and unresolved karma. So I really believe that I want you to make peace of them, peace with them, and sending them love. Now is the Christmas, the holiday season, perfect time to send them a gift, perfect time to use wisdom to show them that you care about them. Doesn't matter how they treated you. Doesn't matter what action they employ towards you. You act towards them completely opposite. Does this make sense?
Someone taught me and told me, Julia, you don't need to buy any gifts. You just need to smile and to behave nice with them, and this is enough.
It is and it's not. You can do more. You can show that you're a better person. You can show that you're a more evolved soul. You can show that, you know, you send them love and gratitude for whatever they couldn't do for you. It's just so divine to be at that level, So I kind of want you to be at that level. And I think if anybody can, I know you can. And this is going to make you feel so good that you will completely eliminate the pain associated with them in this lifetime. That your whole life, right after that, you will see that your whole life will start changing. what's going to change the relationship with the people in your life, with the men in your life, with your ability to create a family, with your ability to eventually having your own children. So it's going to reflect back to you. It's going to reflect in the things that you will start to bring into your life, the things that you're going to start to attract into your life. It's going to be so interesting to watch. You will watch, you will witness your own action amplifying, you know, and playing off in such a positive way. Julia, can you? Hello? Can you hear me, Julia?
Yeah, I lost her again, but yeah, I will listen to the recording tomorrow. Thank you, Carmen.
Okay, my beautiful girl. Go to sleep. Go to sleep and have a wonderful
thank
holiday
you.
Scene and my blessings and my love. Okay, beautiful. Love you, bye. And I'm going to go now to Patty. Hi, Patty. How are you, my love?
I'm doing well. How are you?
My beautiful Patty, that's always, you know, on point and listening to the show. I'm so grateful. What are you doing for holidays, Patty?
I just wanted to tell you something.
Please,
I found out 2 weeks ago that the city told, New York City told my company, HR, that I don't have to be tested anymore for the time being.
Isn't that amazing?
And you predicted that. And, okay, but I was warned that the New York City can re-implement it again. They could always come back and say, we want you to be tested again. Right, weekly testing, mandated weekly testing. If I don't get tested within 7 days, I could lose my job. Or I could be put on unpaid leave, in other words. But I don't need to do that now because the city put a hold on that for now. Do you see them? Do you see them coming back with this, saying I have to be tested again every week?
They have, but no, that's not gonna happen. They have a tendency now to try to go back into reinforcing masks. That's how I feel in my head, but only New York put back masks in schools and everywhere. It's not going to happen, really. It's not really going to work, and it's not really going to happen. So they're going to drop it. So you'll be fine.
And also another thing, I asked you about the New York City hospitals. Here in New York City, the hospitals had a vaccine mandate that if you want to visit your loved ones in the hospital, either you have to be fully vaccinated or you have to have a negative PCR test either 48 hours or 72 hours, depending on the hospital. Two hospital system, New York Presbyterian, Mount Sinai, did away with the vaccine mandate. And now at those hospitals, you could see your loved ones, two people at a time. Before it used to be two people per day. Now it's like two people at a time. And the hospital that's near my home did away with the vaccine mandate because I was getting tested more than once a week.
Right.
For the purpose of, God forbid, if my mother ends up in a hospital again with the flu,
right.
I can, you know, I have to be tested all the time. So I always went out of my way before I went to work, before I went to the hospital to see her to find a test site, right?
Right.
They did away with that. And two people at a time could visit. So you predicted, you saw, so I asked you about, you know, about the vaccine mandate. And even on the news this morning, because I like this in New York City, Channel 5.
Right.
The newscaster, Rosanna Scarra, asked the health commissioner, but do we have an emergency? Like last year, was talking about comparing COVID at this time compared to this time last year.
And we're we don't have, no.
So she specifically.
I know Rosanna Scarra. She's my friend. I know her for 20 something years. She used to invite me to shows in her 90s. Yeah.
Right. She asked the health commissioner, what is the point? You know, when is that going to stop? Because people are asking, when are you going to get rid of now the health commissioner is saying, right now there's a lot of court cases, so we have to have that resolved. Right. he didn't want to say it because it's like it's not the health emergency like last year. And for the fact that, you know, I understand people want to be vaccinated because it stops them from getting severely ill, which I agree, right?
Yeah.
I can't get the vaccine because I have too many allergies. I'm hypersensitive, so it's danger to me.
Right.
So I understand if you want to get it, but you shouldn't be forced to get it. And plus the fact that you still get
you
sick.
Absolutely, you should not be forced to get it. Absolutely not. Mm-mm.
Do you see them removing the vaccine mandate for New York City workers?
Absolutely. Absolutely removing the vaccine mandate. Definitely, yeah.
When do you think will happen?
Somewhere in our next 5, 6, 7 weeks, something like that.
All right. Yeah,
they're
it's like
try
that one.
Something is not gonna work, and they will remove all of this.
Yeah. Well, I'm very happy to say you predicted it right. I don't need to worry about nothing if my mother ends up in the hospital again, because you had Mother's Day. Forget about it. It was only two people allowed to see my mother. My one of my brothers is not vaccinated either, and he was so upset he couldn't even see my mother that day. Because he couldn't get the PCR, it was heartbreaking. Because it's like we were like pulling straws to see who visited my mother, and that's sad for Mother's Day.
Exactly.
Right. So yeah, no, it's terrible.
It's
you know.
Terrible. That's the word. It's terrible. Yeah.
Well, right now my mother's home. Thank God. You know.
Thank God. Yeah. Thank God that she's. How old is your mom?
90.
Oh my God! God bless his soul. Oh my God! Amazing.
She gave. Let me tell you something. She immigrated from Italy.
Wow.
After she gave birth to my youngest brother in 1969, she hemorrhaged. They had to give her 16 pints of blood, 3 D&Cs, and a hysterectomy. In 1999, she had pancreatic cancer. Okay.
God.
Then she had. Then she in 2021, she had COVID for one day. Okay.
But
she ends up in a She ends up in the hospital not with COVID back in April with flu A and pneumonia. And she kicked it. And she ends up in a nursing home with 4 people on her floor for 2 weeks because she was in short term rehab. There were 4 people on the floor tested positive for COVID, even a roommate, and she did not test positive.
Unbelievable. This is something else. This is really incredible.
Wow. It's like it's not her time. We thought when she had pancreatic cancer, but
no,
you don't want to hear.
It's almost like impossible to be. Yeah.
Right. You know, you want to hear something?
Yeah.
Just quickly, when my mother had pancreatic cancer, I thought I heard my grandmother's voice. Her mother. I never met her because she died when I was 7 years old in Italy. Because she's okay. She never came to this country. Only my mother did. So.
Right.
I heard my grandmother's voice, and she said to me in Italian, it's not her time yet, okay? Mm-hmm. And as I was, because my mother ended up in Sloan Kettering, New York City, so as I was going on the floor, I felt my grandmother around me, and as I was on the floor where my mother was, I smelled death around me. But when I got to my mother's room, that smell stayed outside. And she didn't.
Fascinating.
And that smell didn't enter that room.
Wow.
And I heard her.
Italiano.
They were forzata a lot of Italiano.
Anche io parlo italiano.
My mom is at the Reggio Calabria.
Oh, beautiful. Io l'ho imparato perché si somiglia alla mia lingua. L'ho imparato quando sono stato molto giovane.
I'm trying. When I was a little girl, that's the language I spoke because my mother only spoke Italian.
Right.
So when I turned, we went to Italy. My mother took my 3 brothers and I to Italy, and I was 7 years old at that time. My first brother was 5 and a half. My second brother was 4, and my mother had an 8-month child. And my grandmother just passed away at that time. That's why my mother decided to go back to Italy on a plane. You know, she came here on a boat in 1962 and 1970. She went back on a plane.
Right.
So it's like my mother's a force of nature. She's 90. She outlived
really
her.
She really is a force of nature. I mean, why are you telling me what is to write a movie, write a script about it, make a movie, you know? incredible.
Yeah, but I guess it's not her time yet because she's still kicking. She's kicking ass right now. But she's like, she's more upset now that she's 90. She can't do the things she used to do before.
I believe that.
All right. But I just want to let you, I want to thank you so much for your prediction. Oh, just quickly, do you see anything nice happening to me next year when I turn 60 in April?
Oh, yeah. You have a fabulous year.
All right.
Fabulous.
Thank you.
I love you.
Thank you.
My Patty. Thank
bye-bye.
You for calling me and wish you wonderful holidays. And I'm going to take a short break and I'm going to go to Laura.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
And I'm back on Om Time Radio. Today is Christopher's birthday. We love him. We wish him a wonderful year ahead of him. And all the best because he's the best. So I'm going to go to Lauren right now in California. Hi, my lovely Lauren.
Hi, Carmen.
Hi, beautiful.
Hi. Well, first of all, happy birthday to Christopher.
Yes.
My birthday is actually right around the corner, too.
When is it exactly? December
what? My birthday is December 18th, so it'll be this Sunday. I'll be turning 40, actually.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I want to give you a big hug.
Oh, thank you.
Happy birthday to you, too, though. I want to be the first one to wish you happy birthday. Okay, Maya.
Yeah.
So how can I help today?
Well, there was two things I wanted to ask you. One was I wanted to give you an update on my situation with Adam and kind of get a feel for what you think is going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also just, because with my birthday coming up in a few days, I wanted to see what you felt I had in store this year. You know, it's kind of a big birthday. So whatever you want to discuss first, it's up to you.
It's interesting that you are moving to a situation that is, so you were and you still are in a karmic care for a number of days, but you are very close to entering the closing of a life cycle. So the last 12 years of your life are coming to an end. So this entire year ahead of you is not a year to begin, it's a year to close doors. And sometimes, you know, you say, well, I just want to start fresh. But before you do that, you have to close doors. Close doors to your relationship, close doors to the things that didn't work for you, and start again. So in a very symbolic way, the age of 40 symbolizes that, not necessarily a new beginning, but the end of something so that you can start fresh. And I think the new beginning will only be somewhere by the end of the fall of 2023. So allow this year to close the doors that you need to close. And that's my understanding of why the situation with Adam is not opening as fast as we thought. It did unfold during the karmic year because this, talking about karma, this is a man who you build a lot of karma with through your lifetime. This is somebody who karmically connected to, but because you enter the end of a life cycle, the relationship with him is not expanding as we want, at least not for now, but will definitely get exactly where you want, probably even better, but it's most likely towards the end of the next year And that sounds like, wow, do I have to wait that long? It doesn't mean you have to wait. It means you have to have the wisdom to find the proper timing, when to get seriously involved with him, when to move with him, when to start a life with him. I am not concerned. I know you guys are meant to work things out. So I'm not worried that this is not going to happen. It's just a matter of being wise and allowing him to go through his own emotional crisis and allowing you to finalize the things that are far from being closed, the doors that are not closed, or the things that are not final in your life, if you understand what I mean.
I do. And Carmen, right now your connection isn't very good. So I'm hearing most of what you're saying, but you're breaking up some.
Is there anything that... I think my internet is causing me trouble. For that, I'm really sorry. My whole show was like this. It's not my fault.
I know.
For whichever reason, probably the weather in my area, but sometimes my internet has such a bad connection. Did you hear anything or not really?
I think I heard most of it. I think what you were trying to tell me was that that right now that I'm 39, that this is been a karmic year, and that 40
and
will be a
the year.
Year
9. So you enter the year that closes doors, the year that creates room for a new cycle of the next 12 years. And that beginning of the new cycle will impact your life till the age of 53. So in other words, there's preparation for the big life cycle. But in order for you to step into the new, you have to close doors to the last 12. And if you go back in 12 years ago, 13 years ago, what do you think happened to you in this frame of time? So we go back in time.
12 years ago, I got married to my husband. So I got married to my husband in April of 2010.
So exactly that's what I'm talking about. So you are closing door to this relationship. You're closing door to this marriage. So that's what's happening to you right now. That's why things are not breaking through the way you want. I have to let you go because unfortunately I'm at the end of the show, Lauren. But I love you and wish you happy birthday for you too.
Okay.
Beautiful, Lauren. And call anytime so we can talk. And I'm sorry, Delaney from Indiana, I'm so sorry to you, and I owe you big time. So if you want to call me next week, you'll be the first to talk to. If you have something important, send me a text and I'll answer. I love you guys.
Okay.
I'm Carmen Jara, and I love you, and thank you for listening.